Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 The Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. A Booker. He's Perez. How are you?
I want to go to Amazon now and see if I see you.
Oh, let me send you the videos. Here, I could send those to you right now. I just watched my Garth interview.
Wait. Came across I'm looking. Really good. I'm scrolling down.
Hold on. I just sent you Shania.
Yeah, but where do people go to see it on the site?
I don't know. I'll tweet it out. But it's got to be somewhere. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked. I haven't investigated yet.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we will get into the show. And I'm actually not that against talking about it. But we will talk about more Rob and China later on in the podcast. But before we get into other things, OMG, our Billboard fundraiser, as of right now, has raised over $2,245. Well, that's the exact amount we've raised. The goal is 8 to 10K. If we get 10K, we get an amazing billboard in Los Angeles. But if we get 8K, we can make a crappy billboard in some not so great neighborhood materialize. PerezBillboard.com. At the end of last week's podcast, I name checked every single person who donated money. I'm going to do the same today.
Oh, God.
People loved it. What are you talking about?
I love that you did it, but the whole execution was kind of wonky, but okay.
No,
it was you pretending to be Oprah.
No, it wasn't. Whatever.
Yes, it was.
There are few things that would make me as happy as pretending to be Oprah. I love Oprah. So I'm going to do the same thing at the end of this podcast. I'm going to name check.
I can't wait.
I'm going to name check everybody who donated money. And also, you know, if you guys haven't donated money yet to PerezBillboard.com, I can also do more than just say your name. If you guys want videos made where I say your name, let us know.
Why would people want a video of you saying their name?
Or whatever, saying something else. I don't know. It doesn't need to be. They can be very specific. If you donate money, I will get you back.
How much money do I have to donate for you to stop doing Sunday selfies?
$7,000.
$7,000? Let's be realistic. If I donated $500, would you stop?
No. I want us to get to the goal of 10K.
I want you to keep your clothes on.
Before we get into the podcast proper, I want to thank the people at Feld Entertainment and Marvel on Tour, who welcomed me and the fam to go see Marvel Universe Live Heroes, something Heroes. I don't know the exact name, but it was super cool. Like, the day before, we had seen the Spider-Man movie, and I'll talk about that briefly. I didn't really love, though, the Spider-Man movie. Did you see that?
No.
You don't really like superhero movies?
I do, but Spider-Man's been done 52 times now. It's like, I just couldn't care less if they do another one.
I didn't think it was a bad movie. It felt a little too juvenile for me because they went very authentic. Like, Spider-Man in the comic books is 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. So they played him as 14 or 15. And it was just, I couldn't relate. And also, I don't think we talked about this. When I was in Palm Springs, I saw two movies. I saw Despicable Me 3, which I loved, and my kids loved Despicable Me 3. Highly recommend it. Like, a really, really good kids movie if you want to see it. And I also saw Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman was the last superhero film that I saw. And, you know, when you see films of the genre, you're always comparing it to the last one you saw. And the Wonder Woman movie, which we didn't talk about in the podcast, was so good. Did you see Wonder Woman?
I gotta see that. That's one I actually do want to see because people are saying the plot is so good. That it's like one of the best. I'm a Deadpool fan. I like that kind of humor in my superhero movies.
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see Deadpool?
No.
With Ryan Reynolds?
I know. I love Ryan Reynolds. You know, it wasn't a kid's movie.
No. I think you did. I thought you had seen it and you had taken your kid and you were saying it wasn't really a movie for kids. Are you sure you didn't see Deadpool?
No, I'm not taking I took him to see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Deadpool's rated R.
Yeah.
I'm not taking a four-year-old to see Deadpool. I mean, I've taken him to see PG-13, but I'm not taking him to see rated R. That's a bit much.
I gotcha.
Wonder Woman was so good. And what it had that the Spider-Man movie doesn't have is the Wonder Woman. And actually, I went into Wonder Woman expecting not to like it because I knew going into it that it is set during World War I. And I hate war movies. Like, few things make me less happy. Like, I avoid war movies at all costs. Like, Brad Pitt was in a war movie, and I love Brad Pitt. Harry Styles is in this upcoming war movie directed by Christopher Nolan. I am not going to go see that. But whatever. Anyways, it's Wonder Woman, and I felt like I needed to see it. And it had so much heart. And I think that was the major flaw with the Spider-Man movie. It didn't have much heart. Like, he didn't have a huge connection with Aunt May. He didn't have a huge connection other than a crush with the girl that he's pining over. And I also thought that the Spidey suit had too many cool features. Like, they made the Spidey suit more powerful than Spider-Man. Whatever. It wasn't bad. If you like seeing those movies, you won't be disappointed. But Wonder Woman, if you got to choose between one or the other, definitely see Wonder Woman. Since we talked about it on the last podcast, I think Jay-Z has finally uploaded his new album to all of the streaming services, I think, except for Spotify.
Yeah.
So it's like on Amazon and Apple Music, but it's not on Spotify, which I don't understand, but whatever. I have Apple Music and I listened to it. I think you did too, right?
Yeah, I have Amazon Music, so I listened to it there.
I was really disappointed by it.
I loved it.
You loved it?
Loved it.
What? I thought you didn't like it.
The more I listened to it, the more I realized it is like a Lemonade kind of album.
But not as good.
I won't say if it's as good as Lemonade, but Jay-Z is the all-time greatest to me when it comes to MCs. He's the greatest.
I will say it's not as good as Lemonade.
Okay, that's your opinion. And maybe I agree with you, but I just love listening to him be so honest and tell stories. He's just such a good storyteller. Always has been. I like the story of the album. Now, are there any like club hit songs? I mean, can I get a what? No, there's none of that. So I like it in a different way. I don't like it for the radio. Listen, is it one that I'm going to go back and listen to over and over? I don't know. I just dig it because it's Jay-Z.
Yeah, but here's the difference. The thing that made Lemonade so successful is that Beyoncé was able to take what was happening in her life that was very specific to her and make it universal. I don't think Jay-Z was successful in that mission.
Well, who said that was his mission?
Well, maybe it wasn't. But if he would have made it more universal while still being authentic to his experience, I think it would have made it better. And that's why I would have loved it if Lemonade had some bangers on it as well, but it didn't. And I enjoyed the album. I wouldn't say it's my favorite Beyoncé album, but I enjoyed it. I respected it. And I like it a lot better than 444. I kept listening to the Jay-Z album and thinking to myself, like, ugh, do his fans want to hear him complain about real estate that he wished he would have invested in? Like, hey, I've talked about that on the podcast before, but I'm not going to sing about that on a song.
Okay, but see, this is where I say you're completely wrong, because he took a situation that relates to him. It's almost like you just contradicted yourself. He took a situation about, I should have bought in Dumbo when a building was $1 million. Now that same building is worth $28 million. In typical Jay-Z fashion, he goes back and brings it back to Dumbo and calls himself Dumbo. And it's a really interesting lyric. I enjoyed that. I thought that was well thought out. A very cool New York slice of information. I thought it was interesting. I don't get why you wouldn't like that.
I found it annoying as hell. Like, one of the things that...
Are you sure you didn't like it, though? Because you just brought it up. You know what I mean?
No, like, I hated it. I straight up got heated over it, because one of my biggest gripes... My biggest pet peeve is when celebrities complain about being rich and famous. He has so much money. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
You're missing the point. Boy, I mean, you're just missing the point. He's talking about, he's a black man, okay? And that track, and you know, he says, the very beginning of that track, he uses the N-word a lot, and he's talking about other people, their perception of black people. He's a black man that's made it this far. That's the point. He's the American dream. How many other black men in the country that started from nothing get to talk about things like that? I think that's something to look up to.
I'm not denying that. I'm just saying, I think his connection, I mean, maybe you connected with it because you're a white man, but I don't know. I personally found it hard to connect with a lot of the material because of what he was talking about.
My connection is, I grew up poor and now I have a little something.
I grew up poor too.
And his connection is, he grew up poor And now he's really got something. I mean, he's a kabillionaire, which is great, which is the American dream. It doesn't happen for most African Americans, and it's happened for him. And I think it's cool that he's talking about it, and he's so honest about it.
Nah, whatevs.
If you don't like it, you don't like it. It's fine. I'm not going to make you like it. I connected with it. I always connect with him. He's the best.
I don't think he's the best. I think Kanye at his best was way better than Jay-Z ever was.
Not a chance.
Totally. The last thing about the Jay-Z album, I didn't even like the way it was recorded. Like, there was something off with the engineering and the mixing of it. Like, his mic was way too hot throughout the album. Hmm. And I get it. You're a rapper. Your mic should be hot, but it was too hot for my ear.
Interesting. I got to go back and listen for that. I did not catch that.
Also, something we mentioned last week, we talked last week about your Demi Lovato interview. Mm-hmm. Her new song is out now. It came out Tuesday of this week. It's called Sorry Not Sorry. And I don't hate it.
I told you, it's a very good song.
But I also don't like it.
I spoke too soon, didn't I? I think it's good. I think it's really early Demi.
I guess that's accurate in that it's very generic, and very early Demi was very generic. I was hoping for something cooler and just like cursing in a song. That doesn't make it cool. Like edgy. It almost felt forced. Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't dislike it, but I don't think it's a hit. And I didn't like it. Like, I'm not like, ooh, this is great. Once again, she's almost too loud or over-singing the chorus.
It is very in your face.
Yeah.
I will agree with you there. It's a very in your face chorus.
And it almost felt generic, like she was trying too hard to be cool or edgy
Perez,
or whatever.
How old is she?
24, I would guess.
Okay,
let me see.
24. She's singing about 24-year-old things. She's singing about the haters and people online and bullying and such. She's not your age. She's 24. She's singing about things that she knows about.
I was really good. She's exactly 24. Yeah, I don't have issue with the lyrical content. I just have issue, once again, with the execution. I think it could have been better, like melodically. Like, it doesn't feel like a special song to me. When you hear a special song, that feels special. Like, oh my God, the first time I heard, and I don't even love DJ Khaled, but the first time I heard that Wild Thoughts song, oh my God, I'm like, oh my God, this is making me live. This is giving it to me. Like, I did not have that experience listening to the new Demi Lovato song. Or when I heard Humble by Kendrick Lamar, I'm like, oh my God, this is knocking me off my feet. And sometimes a song can be like a slow burn, like the Niall Horan Slow Hands song. Like, I love that song more and more every time I listen to it. I gave the Demi song many chances. I listened to it way more than I would any other song on release day because I wanted to be as objective as possible. And I think I am. Like last week, the Kesha song, I said, I don't think that new Kesha song, Praying, is a hit, but—
No, we didn't talk about it. We hadn't heard it yet last week, and I predicted that it would be a ballad.
All right, well I'm going to get to it right now then. So the new Kesha song, it is a ballad, a power ballad. I don't think it's a hit, but I think it's a great song. I think
it's a pretty good song.
More than pretty good. I think it's a great. Do you think the Demi Lovato song is better than the Kesha song?
For what it is, I think they're about the same.
No way. The Kesha song is way better.
No one's going to play the Kesha song. It will have disappeared by the end of this podcast.
I don't even think Kesha was going for radio. This was more important than radio for her. Like, she wanted to say something meaningful to her and also to Dr. Luke, whom the song is clearly about, and also to all of her fans and the entire world who's been very aware of this story. I'm not saying it's a hit. Like, I'm a super upfront objective. It's not a hit. It's not a radio song, but I was very impressed. She sounds amazing.
She's got a great voice. I think that's what's shocking to most people that Kesha can actually sing. She's a really good singer.
She's not using any auto-tune, so good on her. I think it shows tremendous growth. I'm glad it's not a party jam. I didn't want a party jam. I didn't expect a party jam. I do wish it was a hit. Like, I wish she could have accomplished what she wanted to accomplish and done it in a way that radio would have played it. Like Adele's Hello, that's a hit. Undeniable hit. And it's also a song that means something and is personal. But whatever, it's not a hit. I don't need things to be hit. Anyways, I think it's way better than Demi Lovato's song. Like, I'm shocked you think the Demi song is better.
For what it is, the Demi Lovato's a good, straight-ahead, bubblegum pop song. The Kesha is a okay ballad song.
No way, it's more than an okay ballad song. It's a beautiful, it's a great song. I'm fucking defending Kesha, and I don't even like Kesha. God.
I think it's a good song. Don't get me wrong. I don't think it sucks. I'm not sitting here saying it blows and it's the worst song ever. Number one, I'm not buying her story. I still don't buy the story. I don't necessarily believe the story. That's my problem with the Kesha song.
Yeah.
The fact that she's backed off of every single thing, but now in the song she's still claiming, well, this is what happened. Like, okay, I don't buy it. That's the bottom line.
I don't buy it either, but I still think it's a great song.
Okay, and that's fine, but I still have to buy it for me to go, oh, it's a great song. I just don't buy it. That's all.
I don't have to buy it because it's still a great song. I don't buy a lot
I'm not going to say great. I think it's a good song.
Wow, I'm really surprised.
It's a good song. It's not a great song.
And the Demi Lovato song is just
good,
too.
A good song. It's also a good song. It's a good, for what it is, a good pop song. Am I going to be banging out to Demi Lovato later on today? No. It's not going to happen.
I don't even think it's good, though.
Oh, really?
No.
My initial reaction the first time I heard it, I thought it was too screechy and too loud, and I didn't like it. And then I waited a couple of days, and I played it for somebody else that happens to be a Demi Lovato fan, and I sold it like, I don't know if I like it that much. And then I played it again, and at the end of it, I kind of looked at her and said, I think I like this more now. And it's been a couple of days. She's like, yeah, I really like it. She was a Demi fan.
Anyways, it's her crutch. Like, she should just stop writing songs. Like, she co-wrote this one. There is a reason why Selena has better music, because she doesn't write most of her songs.
Yeah, Rihanna too.
Yeah, like, it's just clear at this point. Demi Lovato is not meant to be a hit songwriter.
She's 24.
So some of the best songwriters have written their best material at 18 and 19.
And some of them have written their best material in their 50s. You got to work at it. You just have to work at it. That's all. She's working at it.
Anyways, also an update.
She's a kid is all I'm saying. You know, when I interviewed her, I walked away and I had to remind myself one thing. She's just a kid. She's 24 years old. She doesn't know her ass from a hole in the ground yet. She doesn't. She's 24. I don't care what she's experienced. She doesn't know anything. And that's what I took away from it. So I'm not going to say she's not going to be a good songwriter someday. She might be.
What I'm saying is that Selena is smart enough to say, you know what? I'm going to release the best songs. I don't have to write them. That, to me, is a smarter move.
Okay.
Anyways, an update from last week also, Azalea Banks, whom we talked about last week with Iggy Azalea, apologized to me on Twitter.
What?
For all the repeated awful things that she has said to me.
Really?
Yeah. And I was fine with it, but she also offered to send me soap. She's selling soap now. You can't make this up. She's selling soap. Hey, whatever. I'm not knocking it. However you can pay your bills, pay your bills.
She should stick that bar in her mouth and wash her mouth out with it.
She is making it herself and selling it. And
I don't probably cyanide in it.
Well, that's what I said.
In yours.
Like, no, I was like.
Not in the rest of it, just in yours.
I was like, she offered to send me soap and I said, no, thanks. And then everybody that follows her got so pissed at me because I didn't accept her fucking soap. I'm like, I accept her apology. I don't need to pretend that I'm cool with her, though.
Right. Like, I'm not interested in furthering her soap career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. Now, can you help me? And by the way, we probably shouldn't even have told people this because I don't even like knowing that we're promoting her inadvertently because we actually are now.
I don't think anybody that listens to our podcast is going to, like, I don't even know
Azalea Banks soap.
I don't even know who the hell would buy her. Like, why would somebody buy her soap?
Is there an Azalea Banks section in Bed Bath & Beyond?
Anyways, I believe in energy. Oh, and I've said this before. Like, she practices brujeria, voodoo, like black magic. Like, she kills chickens, sacrifices blood, all that. Discuss, and she's posted about it before, posted videos.
Well, you said last week that you would accept her apology, but bitch, don't forget.
Oh, I don't. And people were so upset about it. So I accepted her apology, but I don't want her fucking soap. I don't want that negative energy in my house. Like, even if she claims that it has positive energy. And, like, it shocked me that so many people were upset that I turned down her soap offer.
I'm with you. I'm so with you. Why would you?
Well, yeah, I'm not fucking having that shit in my house around my kids. Like, no way, Jose.
I just think the whole thing of, listen, if you want to apologize for the crap you've said, thank you. I accept your apology. Doesn't mean you necessarily forgive the person. You just accepted the apology. She said a lot of terrible things. No one expects you to go, hey, here's a bar of soap. Forget about all that crap. Like, no. And those people that do are stupid if you expect him to forget about the evil things that she said about him. You're stupid. You're dumb people. I wouldn't. There's no way I would.
It's why last week I said I was done with Iggy Azalea, because Iggy Azalea had just as bad things said about her repeatedly, Azalea Banks, and now she's putting her on her album. Well, anyways, oh my God, like I am a powerful person.
If you don't say so yourself.
No. Not in terms of stature, in terms of just like manifesting shit or just like the ability to be tapped in. Last week I said I was done with Iggy Azalea. This week, Iggy Azalea's record label is done with her. Did you see that?
No, I missed that.
Oh my God. She tweeted about it. She tweeted that her label has decided to not release any more singles from her album, which has yet to come out yet. But it's still going to come out, she said.
What album, four tracks in, has its best song coming? It's already over. She's got to go back and disappear and come back with some new sound and something different.
It doesn't matter what new sound she comes up with. She will never happen again as a musician. It's over.
I think it's done, huh?
Oh, nothing could save her musically. Not even featuring on a Taylor Swift song. Even if Taylor Swift said, hey, I want Iggy to hop on a few bars of my track for my next album, she'll still be done musically.
Wow.
Even if Adele got Iggy Azalea on a song.
Wouldn't that be a track?
Iggy might think, ooh, I'm back, and then release a song of herself, of her own solo, and nothing.
You're true to your word, because you are really done with Iggy Azalea.
But having said that, you know what? Like, repeatedly, she has shown herself not to be a malicious person.
She's not.
So as a person, I like her. I wish her success in other venues. Like, I think she might be able to get a career doing something in TV. I don't know what that will be. Like, hell, maybe she should join Love and Hip Hop Los Angeles. In Australia, I think she did The Voice Australia. So maybe she can hop. If she hopped on The Voice US, that would be huge for her. Or some other show like that. Like, I think she's likable if she just stops rapping. Like, I think also a lot of people just can't get over her rapping for whatever reason, like, whatever. But I wish her success, and I like her as a person, even though I'm done with her as a musician.
Okay.
All right, let's get into the whole fucking Rob and China bullshit.
Can't you say this has been great for business? Can you at least say that?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like my Twitter activity, just from you tagging me, is through the roof this past week.
Wait, before we get into Rob and China, I had made a note to talk about this, and I forgot. I want to know, are there any celebrities that listen to this podcast? Mm-hmm. Like, that would be super enlightening.
Who's going to put their hand up and go, I'm a celebrity and I listen? I texted you this question the other day, wondering if any celebrities listen. Do you think Taylor Swift, like, gets bored and she says, hey, Alexa, play the Perez Hilton podcast just when she's bored? I mean, that would be kind
of
cool.
I don't know. If any of you do listen, I don't care if you're a D-list or Z-list, I will hype you up.
I don't think anyone's going to admit it. They don't want to go, hey, I'm a celebrity.
They can just comment saying, oh, I loved what you said about so-and-so this week.
I know Shania's people, they were listening.
I don't want to talk about Shania anymore.
Uh-oh, are you in trouble?
No, I just don't want to talk about it.
I know that they listened. They did listen to the show for sure. The people around her talked about liking the show, which was pretty good.
Of course.
So I don't know if that means she listens or...
No,
you know what I mean?
I don't think she listens. Just her people listened to that one episode where we talked about her. That makes sense. Whatever. Yeah. Anyways, I don't want to talk about them anymore.
Okay.
Oh, God. Well, a lot has happened over the last few days. Blac Chyna wanted to get a restraining order against Rob Kardashian. She went to court, dressed up all in white, got her hair and makeup done professionally, looked Like, she doesn't abuse Rob Kardashian, which she has verbally and physically. She got the restraining order granted, which is not a surprise because Rob Kardashian didn't even contest the restraining order. It just means he can't make contact with her in person or tweet her or tweet about her or post photos about her or anything like that. She also appeared on Good Morning America and wants us all to get out the tiniest little violin to feel sympathy for her, which I've established I have none.
Zero.
This is what she said on Good Morning America. I was devastated, of course. I'm like, how could somebody post these pictures of me? And I'm like, wow, okay, like this is a person I trusted. I felt betrayed. Well, first of all, anytime she appears in media is a win for her. So doing it and being on a huge show like Good Morning America was—
right. Even being asked is a huge, huge W in her column.
Yeah, but my bigger takeaway from that, like I actually watched the damn interview and I thought to myself, I feel sorry for her now because she's not an articulate person. And somebody who is not articulate clearly is lacking in education. So she's not a very educated person. There are people who are not very educated though that can express themselves well. You can be articulate and not even graduated high school. She's not one of those people. Unfortunately for her. However, she has gotten really good coaching. I'm sure they told her exactly what to say and what not to say, and she tried to her best abilities to recite what was told to her. Like, she even said this, I would never try to take Dream from her dad. Hopefully me and Rob can learn to have common ground and be the best co-parents as we can be. Anyways, they've agreed to a 50-50 split custody of Dream Kardashian. And in that restraining order hearing, she made some pretty bombshell accusations. She claims, again, that Rob Kardashian was physically abusive towards her. She claims that he has a gun. She claims that he has threatened to take his own life in the past. And, oh, this was the real icing on the cake. She and her lawyer want him to take anger management classes. Yeah, he could probably benefit from that, but so could she. Like, I watched clips of that reality show of theirs, and she needs anger management too. But this was my favorite. All right, after all of that happened and was aired publicly, Rob Kardashian countered that Blac Chyna attacked him, ... and he's got video proof. Home security camera surveillance footage of her attempting to strangle him and totally wrecking their house, causing $35,000 in damage. He's got that smoking gun. I mean, I don't find that funny. You find that funny. I think that's just really—
I find it all funny.
No.
Like I said last week, they're both dysfunctional people. They're loving this attention. The only reason Good Morning America put them on, they're laughing at this whole idea that this is even on their show, but they have realized how many people will go and watch this and it'll get them web hits, which will generate revenue. This is all a bunch of crap. Did these things happen in the house? Probably, but I'm just going to go back to what you said. They're just not smart people. It's just watching really dumb people do dumb things to each other. And unfortunately, there's a kid in the middle of all of it.
Well, that's why I don't think it's funny. Like, that child was probably in the house. And so was her child with Tyga when she was going batshit crazy and breaking everything.
It's not a good situation. I'll say that. I'm with you. It's not ideal to raise children in, but these aren't people that should be allowed to have kids.
I still think Kris Jenner should have the baby. Anyways, well, speaking of Tyga, Blac Chyna's ex and Kylie Jenner's ex, this is just a little tidbit that I found interesting. He's got a ton of money problems, but that doesn't stop him from buying a ton of jewelry. He just spent $188,000 on a new chain. That's how people like Johnny Depp end up, you know, having to sell everything and do whatever for money. Stupid. Also, did you see that photo I posted of Kylie Jenner?
The boobs?
Oh my God.
I analyzed it too, and I need to see another angle because it could be just the shadowing and just the way she's sitting.
Oh.
And I'm a boobologist, and I couldn't tell.
It looks without a doubt, like she had no boobs.
Hmm. I need to see another picture. I just think it's the angle. That's why she posted it. She's like, ooh, I got a good boob angle. Let me put this up. Imagine that's your day. You're like, eh, I got a good angle of my boob. I got to put this on the internet so I can get, you know, 10 million likes from it.
I'm sure she'll say she was just having her period again.
Ew.
Anyways, I have got some controversial thoughts about Britney Spears coming up. But before, now that we're done with our damn Kardashian segment, I want to go back to the Billboard for a minute. Have you thought about what our Billboard should say?
We talked about this a little bit. Hold on.
But not on the podcast.
No. You and I talked about
Jesus,
it.
Jesus, I'm pretending like that conversation didn't happen for that
you
show.
You hate to pretend. Why? No, why would I now think that you don't want to pretend?
I don't care. I'm not really pretending. I want to talk about it on the podcast.
Okay, here's my favorite idea.
Okay.
Our listeners bought us this Billboard, so it can't totally suck the Perez Hilton podcast.
All right.
And I want their names, every person that donated, in tiny letters, kind of very faint in the background.
So read your favorite one more time.
Our listeners bought us this Billboard, so it can't totally suck the Perez Hilton podcast.
I have a totally different angle and approach that I'm going to submit as mine. And I want our listeners who are donating to let us know which one we should go with. So go to that GoFundMe page and you can leave comments there. So in the comments section, let us know which of these two you think are better.
I don't know if that's my favorite.
You only get one.
You didn't tell me that I was only going to be
fine
just picking one and I had to marry myself to it.
You can change it. Is there another one you like better?
I like this one. Perez is annoying AF, but his podcast is decent. The Perez Hilton podcast.
All right. Well, choose one. Which one do you want to go with?
How about this one?
God. I didn't need to hear all of yours.
I'm on a roll now. Because we're sick of the Kardashians too. The Perez Hilton podcast.
Ooh, I like that one. I like that one.
How about this one? Not just gay stuff. The Perez Hilton podcast. Or this one. Swipe left. The Perez Hilton podcast.
No.
How about this one? It's actually good. Okay. The Perez Hilton podcast.
No.
How is this not awful? The Perez Hilton podcast.
No, that's awful.
I like this one. This is for the thinking man.
How many?
We've never heard of Marc Maron either. The Perez Hilton podcast. Podcast
no.
People get that.
Yeah, no.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay, wait. I had not heard that Kardashian one. That Kardashian one, I think, is your strongest.
I'll go with that one. I'll marry myself.
You like that one? No, I don't want to force you into that, but I like that one a lot.
No, I like that one too. I like all of them. I wrote them. So,
all right,
you
all
know,
right.
Of course I like them.
Read me the Kardashian one more time.
One more time. Because we're sick of the Kardashians too. The Perez Hilton podcast.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's try to agree on one thing. I don't think it should be called the Perez Hilton podcast on there. I think we should just have the URL. So because we're sick of the Kardashians too, PerezPodcast.com. Or do you want to say the Perez Hilton podcast?
I think maybe you need to say both because people don't remember URLs and they're not going to copy them when they're driving. People don't remember words on a billboard. They remember what it was about.
I disagree. So, all right. Mine, which I haven't said yet, is way simpler. So yours is because we're sick of the Kardashians too, the Perez Hilton podcast. That's your billboard suggestion. Mine is...
I'll lock it in. I'm
okay,
with you.
You're
lock that in.
You're locking it in.
Locking it in.
All right. Mine is real... basic and simple and bold. I want like a bright yellow background. And then in big black letters, don't listen to PerezPodcast.com. That's really quick to look at and read when you're driving. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, if I was going to be a vain person, I would want it to say the Perez Hilton podcast. And I would want my face on there. But I think the podcast is bigger than me. It's not me. It's me and you. It's us. This is a thing. So I don't need, I would rather sacrifice the glory of having my beautiful face on a billboard and get more people to click that link and listen to the podcast. And, you know, reverse psychology does work. There's something mysterious and dangerous and hopefully driving people to action with a billboard that says, don't listen to PerezPodcast.com. And people can remember, Perez podcast song. Don't listen to Perez podcast. Why am I going to listen? I'm going to fucking listen to this. So that's my suggestion.
I don't hate it. But my only point would be my snarky ass self. If it said, don't listen to the Perez Hilton podcast, I would drive by and say, don't worry, I'm not.
That's why I specifically don't want it to say Perez Hilton podcast. I just want it to say, don't listen to PerezPodcast.com.
I just don't know if people remember URLs, Perez. I know you want to think they are, but they don't. It's almost like putting a website address on Instagram. People don't remember unless you provide them a link. You just got to say something that's going to stick with them. And I guess I'm selling my Kardashian line now. That line will stick with them.
But it's also really wordy.
It's a giant ass billboard. It's not like we're typing a ton of words.
Well, you know, marketing and advertising, it's all about being streamlined, getting people's attention, being bold.
Agreed. By the way, like I said, I don't hate yours. But let's let the listeners decide.
I will totally let the listeners decide. So go to PerezBillboard.com. If you've already donated, feel free to chime in. If you haven't donated yet and you're going to, when you go to PerezBillboard.com, chime in. We're really trying to reach 10K because it would be amazing to have one of these two sayings in a prime location. Anyways, to recap, the two suggestions are Team Booker, because we're sick of the Kardashians 2, the Perez Hilton podcast on iTunes. Is that exactly as you want it?
I like it.
Okay. I'll repeat it one more time. Because we're sick of the Kardashians 2, the Perez Hilton podcast on iTunes. Mine is don't listen to PerezPodcast.com. Because I repeated yours, I'm going to repeat mine. Don't listen to PerezPodcast.com. Let us know which one of these two billboard sayings we should go with when we reach our goal, which I am confident we will reach the goal. So we could fucking stop talking about this.
We're holding this show hostage.
No.
Until we get our billboard money, we're going to keep talking about this crap. You don't want to hear this. You want to hear us talk about entertainment. So give us $5. Come on, people.
And also, like, when we do get the billboard up, we will set a date and we'll do a live broadcast. And I want you all in the LA area, or if you're planning vacations, like, we'll give you like 3 or 4 weeks warning. Like, on this date, we're going to do a live broadcast from here. Come join us. Maybe we'll all get arrested. Not you guys, but us. I don't think we get arrested.
Well, you never know. We may.
Anyways, Britney Spears' team has had meetings about getting her to headline the Super Bowl. They've met with advertising people, they met with NFL people, and this is not a rumor. Like, they really want this to happen. I love Britney Spears, but this is an awful idea. She's improved with her choreography, but she's not how she used to be. You know, she performed less than 12 months ago on the MTV Video Music Awards. She performed with G-Eazy that song that was, unfortunately, a flop. It came and went in the blink of an eye. Make Me, right? That's what it was called?
Mm-hmm.
Make Me? Yeah. It wasn't a bad performance, but it wasn't iconic. It wasn't even a great performance. It was solid, right? And if you're going to perform at the Super Bowl, you need to be more than just solid. You need to be spectacular, because the bar is so high for that. Like, no one has ever really sucked on the Super Bowl. I'm trying to think. Has there ever really been a sucky Super Bowl performance?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe not your taste, but no. I mean, everyone's pretty great every year.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I didn't really love when Coldplay did it, but they also had Beyonce and Bruno Mars.
I loved Coldplay. They were great. No.
I didn't hate Coldplay, but, you know, when U2 did it, I loved U2's way better. Like, there've been a lot of bands that have done it better. And that's all I'm saying. Also, that's a ton of work. You have to do so many songs with such big production. Like, they give you, what, like 12, 14 minutes? I don't know. I just don't know. And it's live TV. Like, that's a lot of opportunity for something bad to go happen for Britney. I just think it's too risky. I think she should totally be a guest during somebody's set, but I don't know about her headlining an entire Super Bowl halftime show.
Never going to happen. She's already done it. In my mind, she's got that jersey on. She was out there with Aerosmith. I don't see it ever happening again. I don't see the Super Bowl repeating themselves. I don't even think this is a rumor worth addressing. I don't see it ever happening. I'll put my vote in, though, who I think should do it. Imagine Dragons should do the halftime show at the Super Bowl this year. That's who I think.
Ooh, I don't know if they're big enough, though.
I know, but that would be such a good conversation because I don't know if people have experienced them live and to see what that's about. They've got a new song out called Thunder. Have you heard Thunder yet, man?
Yeah, no, I love their album.
Oh, Thunder's so good.
They're so good.
They're so good. And a band like that, it would get so many people going, who are Imagine Dragons? And they would deliver. And the next day, people would be like, oh my God, because I think they're the biggest rock band in the world right now. I think they're, without question, they're number one. So I think that would be great. But I don't see Britney happening, going back to your statement. I just think it's been done.
Well, good.
It's been done.
I'm not against the Imagine Dragons idea, and I've always loved their TV performances. They always deliver. Always. They're amazing. I think they've still got a lot of road left ahead of them. So
Sure. If we had to bet which rock band is next up, I would say it would be Imagine Dragons. Maybe not this year, but next year I could see it happening. But I bet they're talking to him.
Oh, this is like some scoop. Pink is coming out with a new single in the fall.
No kidding.
So if the single comes out in the fall, I would guesstimate that a new album will come in the third quarter. So November or December.
That's good.
If Pink is dropping a new album in November or December, performing at the Super Bowl would be perfect for her album cycle and promotion and for her tour and everything. I do know for a fact that she has been asked in the past multiple times and she's turned them down multiple times.
I wonder why.
I don't, maybe she didn't think the timing was right. I don't freaking know why, but.
Boy, she has the hits. It'd be great, wouldn't it?
She's got so many hits. And unlike Imagine Dragons, if she doesn't do the Super Bowl, and I love Pink, I don't know how well, I mean, of course, it all depends on the music and if radio really gets behind it. She's kind of towards the end of her road as a real viable artist and soon to be transitioning to legacy act. Somebody who's always going to be beloved and always going to be successful, like a Celine Dion. I mean, Pink has been around for 2 decades, a long ass time.
A long time.
Yeah.
Since the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. So I hope that she does it now, because if she doesn't, I'm not sure if she'll continue. I mean, I just think now would be the perfect time for her to do it.
Yeah.
That's why my vote would be for Pink.
Great call.
Another big story of this week is Ben Affleck and this new relationship of his.
Ooh, I like this.
I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
All right. For those of you who don't know, Ben Affleck is dating this 37-year-old blonde woman who's a producer for Saturday Night Live, whom everybody is reporting was cheating with Ben Affleck while he was married to Jennifer Garner and while she was married to somebody else. So they were both married to other people and...
reporting or gossiping.
Multiple sources told People magazine, and I've said it before, if People reports it, I believe it. So clearly in this instance, those close to Jennifer Garner said that Ben Affleck was having an affair with this woman while they were still married. Ben's team is denying that, and so is this woman. So I believe they were having an affair. And that's what rubs me the wrong way. He's got, I mean, whatever, it happens all the time, but he's got 3 kids with Jennifer Garner.
They're divorced now.
I know, but if you're going to have a new relationship, at least don't do it with the woman you cheated on your wife with. Like, I'm a pretty good judge of character, and Jennifer Garner seems like a really kind, sweet, strong, gentle, loving woman, wife, mother. Having said that, we are human beings. We are not perfect. At one point or another, if Ben Affleck continues this relationship with this woman, she will let those kids know, that's the woman that broke up my marriage to your dad. We had other issues, but he was having an affair with this woman while we were married. I wouldn't hide that information from the kids. And like, I would just hate growing up knowing, oh, my dad was fucking this woman while he was married to my mom. I get it. Shit didn't work out. Get yourself a new girlfriend. I get it. You're rich. You're famous. It shouldn't be that hard. You're on Instagram. That's how everybody meets people these days.
I don't know what's true. I don't know if he necessarily cheated with this girl. I don't know if maybe there was just a flirtation or maybe there was just possibly just a connection between the two. Maybe they got a little closer than they should have gotten. I don't know. I don't know what happened. So I think it's kind of dangerous to say, well, he definitely cheated with that woman, because we don't know. I mean, maybe there was a connection and maybe he revisited that connection once he got single. Are Jennifer Garner's people going to say that? Yeah, because they're Team Jennifer Garner.
She doesn't seem like the kind of person that would want her team to make up stories. So it happened.
You can't control teams or what people say. You act like that they're sitting around and they had a meeting and Jennifer Garner's going, you say this and you say this and you leak that. It just could be hearsay, or somebody could be saying, well, look, I know for a fact that maybe they were a little too close. We really don't know. We're all guessing at this point.
No, he cheated.
You don't know that.
Oh, he cheated. He cheated with more than just this woman. He cheated repeatedly.
You have fun in court when they chase you for that.
According to multiple reports, I should say. I'm clarifying.
I'm not into that whole bullshit of according to multiple reports.
Well, the legal
people
thing.
Report everything. It's gossip. Call it what it is. It's just gossip. People are gossiping that.
Or that people know
shit. I
mean,
you don't know. You don't know Ben Affleck. You don't know that he cheated. You don't. You don't know Jennifer Garner. We don't know. We're just gossiping.
Well, you could also argue one day if Jennifer Garner speaks out and says that he cheated on her, oh, she could say that, but it might not be true.
It may not be true. You're right. And I could argue that. I think more people should argue things like that. Look, at the end of the day, it doesn't affect me either way. If he cheated, I don't give a damn if he did. And if she cheated, I don't give a damn if she did. It really is none of my business. But if we're going to go back to your point of view about the kids and what it's going to feel like, okay, I feel that. I do. I feel that. I understand what you're saying.
Well, good. I'm glad I got this one. All right. Let's do a little wedding segment really quickly. I was surprised by this. Lindsay Lohan's brother, Mike Lohan, got married this past weekend. And Lindsay did not show up at her brother's wedding.
Wow.
To my knowledge, she's not had a falling out with him. And this is what was even more alarming. Both of her hot messes of parents, Michael Lohan and Dina Lohan, they both attended the wedding. And Lindsay couldn't be bothered to show up.
Wow.
If that were my sister and she were doing whatever it is, even if she were filming a movie, I'm like, bitch, take the day off.
But your sister isn't famous. And Lindsay is. And if Lindsay comes, then all of a sudden cameras are there and paparazzi, they're there.
He'd probably love it. He could then probably sell photos from his wedding.
Who the hell would want to have photos of their wedding? See, you would, because you're a narcissist. You would want Yes, you would want people to. Most people, wedding is a special day. That's
yeah, but
for
I just
them.
Told you why.
We've had this argument before. I wouldn't want Oprah Winfrey to come to my wedding.
If you could make money.
No, I don't care about making money off of it. It would be my wife's day. It's her day. It's about her. Oprah walks in. All eyes are off my wife. The whole focus becomes, oh, Oprah's here. Same for Lindsay Lohan. That's my only point. Maybe she spoke with her brother and they said, you know what? It would be a show if I came. Hey, why don't I do something special for you? Hey, why don't we go on vacation next week or in a couple of weeks? I'll spring for it. Maybe it's as simple as that.
I definitely think you're in the minority. If a random Joe and Joanne on the street were said, hey, Oprah wants to go to your wedding, A, people would instantly say yes. And if not, B, when you said to them or when they realized, you know, if I had Oprah come to my wedding, I could probably make $100,000 selling video and photos. That would more than pay. That would pay for the wedding and honeymoon, and you'd have money left over.
I'm not going to this slimy wedding where they're there to make money. I'm going because I love these two people. It makes it a whole shitty wedding. If now Oprah's here, what? I'm going to the marriage of Dan and Perez. Oh, but Oprah's coming. And I know she's coming and I know she's getting paid to be there. I don't want to be there. That's like going to a Kardashian wedding.
She wouldn't get paid.
No, thank you.
No, you're not getting the point. She wouldn't get paid to be there. She would just show up and then the wedding people could make money by selling photos and video of Oprah at their wedding. Weddings are freaking expensive. Honeymoons are expensive.
Pass.
Well,
my wedding would be about my wife and that's it.
Well, let's hope Howard Stern doesn't show up to your wedding.
Howard's a friend of mine. Oprah's not. I don't know Oprah Winfrey is my point. Howard coming to my wedding would be fine because I'm friends with Howard. That's a whole different scenario.
He would take attention.
You have to take
away
somebody that I'm not friends with.
I can't believe you would deny Oprah at your wedding.
I don't know Oprah.
Who
Why
cares?
Would I want Oprah at my wedding?
Because she's Oprah.
But it would take the emphasis off my wife. If
Nothing.
My friend Howard came, it wouldn't take the emphasis off my wife. They'd go, oh, Booker's been friends with Howard for 20 years.
Nothing.
That's what they would say.
Nothing would take the emphasis away from your wife.
You don't think Oprah Winfrey would take the emphasis off of my wife?
No.
You're nuts. You're
I
high.
Don't even...
Everyone would be sneaking pictures. They would be texting their friends. friends. Oh my God, I'm at a wedding. Who cares? Oprah's here. Like, you don't think that would happen the whole wedding? No one would be paying attention to the wedding.
Like, you're probably one of those dudes that think you would think it's totally inappropriate to wear white to a wedding too or whatever.
I don't care about any of that. Oh. That's stupid. You could wear whatever you want. Wear a trash bag. I don't care.
Wearing a trash bag won't take attention away from your wife if somebody showed up in a trash bag.
That was a joke. That was a little joke, Perez. I'm just saying wear whatever you want at the wedding.
What if somebody really wears something wild?
Like what?
Like something very fashion that you think is ridiculous.
What, the bride or the groom?
No, like a guest.
What if they wore something ridiculous?
Yes. Like,
I would say, I wonder why they wore that ridiculous outfit. That's what I would say.
You wouldn't think that would take attention away from the bride?
It may, but not in the way that Oprah Winfrey would. She's Oprah Winfrey. Are you kidding me? By the way, people wouldn't be texting, hey, I'm at this wedding and somebody wore a ridiculous outfit. They would be texting all of their friends, I'm at a wedding and oh my God, Oprah is here. It would take away from my wedding.
Whatever. I think most...
You want to set up another poll? I bet you most girls would agree with me that they wouldn't want Oprah at their wedding because their focus would be taken off of them.
I disagree. Most girls would love Oprah at their wedding.
I mean, it would be cool to say for the rest of your life. I get that aspect of it. Like, oh my God, Oprah was at my wedding. But it does overshadow your wedding. You have to keep that in mind. It totally overshadows your wedding. No one will remember anything about your wedding other than Oprah was there.
Well, that's a great fucking thing to remember.
You're high.
Speaking of weddings, two weddings from major players on Dancing with the Stars happened this past weekend on the same day. It's like that Bride Wars movie. Like, that's a major party foul. Like,
they're not really giant stars. Like, they would be a big headline. But if you get two people from Dancing with the Stars on the same day, or technically three, right? I guess it would be technically three people from Dancing with the Stars and a hockey player. You kind of get more of a headline out of it. So is it really that big of a faux pas?
Yes. Well, okay. I tweeted and made a little video about this earlier in the week, and I have since gotten what the correct etiquette would have been, which is whomever picked the date first, whomever sent out their saved dates or RSVP first, that's the one that should have kept the date. The other person should have moved it as soon as they found out.
But we're assuming that they're friends.
Even if they're not.
They're business friends.
But it doesn't matter because they're inviting some overlap in people. Like,
I see what you're saying. Like the people from Dancing with the Stars, maybe, that at work that may want to come. Now they have to choose which wedding they're going. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, you got a point. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not even just the dancers, but like the producers or this or that or whomever. Like the people at ABC, like... It sucks that they made people choose if some people were invited to both.
You make a point. That's a good point.
That just surprised me. Also, it surprised me that people were really dragging Andrew Garfield for queer baiting, which is a thing. Basically, he made this statement. Let me read it verbatim. Actually, I don't even care. Do we care?
A little bit. I kind of do.
He said this during a recent interview. First and foremost, he's starring in a play right now in London, Angels in America, written by gay playwright Tony Kushner. A super gay play, not even a super gay play, a super important gay play about people dying of AIDS and the struggle of that in the 80s. He said in an interview, every Sunday I would have eight friends over and he would just watch RuPaul's Drag Race. I mean, every single series of RuPaul's Drag Race. I mean, every series. This is my life outside of this play. I'm a gay man right now, just without the physical act. That's all. As far as I know, I'm not a gay man. Maybe I'll have an awakening later in my life, which I'm sure will be wonderful, and I'll get to explore that part of the garden. But right now, I'm secluded to my area, which is wonderful as well. A lot of people were upset by that. I was not upset about it, okay?
Oh, okay.
Also, people were upset in something similar with Alec Baldwin. He plays a blind man in a new movie, and some people are calling it out as, quote, crip face, like blackface, but crip face, like crippled. Like, listen, as a gay actor, I'm an actor. I audition regularly. I want to do more acting. Of course, part of me gets upset when I see a heterosexual actor play a gay part because I wish a gay actor would have gone in it because I know there's so many gay actors that are wanting to do more work and wanting to work. And oh God, if a straight actor plays it, I'm like, oh, he took a part that a gay actor could have done. But having said that, like, I also understand it's a fucking business. And if they're going to get, if they can get a big name star to play a role, cast that big name star over an unknown actor. It makes more business sense. I'm a little bit upset by it, but it's not like I'm offended by it. It's not like, ugh, it's the worst thing in the world. Anyways, whatever. Let's move on. I didn't want to like labor on that. I just want to touch upon this briefly. I was really just sad to read about that True Blood actor, Nelson Ellis, that passed away due to alcohol withdrawal. Speaking of alcohol and how it's so destructive to a lot of people, Shia LaBeouf. Again. I've lost count of the amount of times he's been arrested. Arrested in Savannah, Georgia for disorderly conduct, public drunkenness, and other charges. All because he asked somebody for a cigarette and they wouldn't give it to him. He's a broken record. And I don't see that changing. I mean, just a few months ago or less than a year ago, something similar, but not getting arrested at a bowling alley. The worst thing I think he's ever done, not even getting arrested, is that video of him threatening his girlfriend. Remember when that video leaked?
Who can keep track of all of the Shia stupid things that he's done? And then the influence.
The craziness is he still keeps working. He still has a career.
Robert Downey Jr. worked for a lot of years and he was a wreck. But he's a great actor. I think Shia LaBeouf's a really great actor. I do. He's been really great in some of the things he's been in.
Lindsay Lohan was blacklisted eventually, though.
She wasn't that good of an actor, I never thought. Mm. I think if Lindsay was still great, Mean Girls, great. Something, she lost something. Or maybe she just grew up. She'd have to prove me wrong and be in something and actually be good. But I haven't seen her be in anything good since Mean Girls.
I think she just got lazy.
I think that craft, you have to respect it. And I think you really have to work at it. You really got to pour your life into it and be all about it to be great at it. There are the exceptions that can do it in their sleep. Like I mentioned, Robert Downey Jr. He is just phenomenal in every stupid thing he does. Kevin Spacey,
I didn't love him in the Spider-Man movie. Anyways.
Oh, really? He's in that?
Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah, I'm just done with him in superhero movies. That's the thing. I want him to go back and take a meaty role. He's great.
Yeah, I'm done with him as Iron Man, too. I was really saddened to hear that Mel B is struggling financially. I'm going to blame her shitty ex-husband on that. Also, we haven't heard much from her lately, but Haley Reinhart from American Idol, she was arrested for beating up security at a bar or club, nightlife establishment. Not the best way to get back in the headlines. Speaking of those kinds of incidents, the cast of Jersey Shore has reunited and they are filming again, and Jersey Shore is coming back whether you like it or not. Kudos to them. Make that money.
Yeah, go back to that well. I mean, MTV is so completely caved in. They have nothing. I'm sure they're willing to go back to the well.
Yeah, Jersey Shore used to get big ratings.
Oh my God, remember? That would do like 20 million people a week. I mean, that was a cultural phenomenon for a cable show. You know, just people loved it.
I don't think it'll do anywhere near as well as that.
No.
I agree. And actually, I would much rather have the Hills reunite on MTV. I want a Hills reunion.
Would people care though? I mean, they're all in their 30s, and does anyone care what Audrina's doing now?
Yes, I think they care more. They care more than the Jersey Shore people. Yeah. Like, I don't care about Mike the Situation. I don't care about J-Wow. I mean, I like J-Wow and I like Snooki. Actually, I care. The only one I kind of really care about is Snooki. The rest I don't really care about.
Yeah, I just think they've went to that well too many times. That's all.
Let's take some calls.
Hi, Perez and Booker. This is Annie Morgan from Concord, New Hampshire. I donated to your billboard. I only was able to pay $5 this week, but I'm going to donate every week until you reach your goal.
Oh, my God.
And I look forward to doing that. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for your podcast. I love it. And if you say my name, I would love it if you would say Danny Morgan from Peter's Images in Concord, New Hampshire. I'm a hairstylist. Also, if I can just leave you guys like a little PS. But don't play this at all, because this is just for you and Booker.
Okay, I know what she's going to say, and I won't play it on the show, but we congratulate you is all that I will say.
Oh.
We congratulate her, yes. Okay. And by the way, her name is Anastasia. She called back to tell me her name is Anastasia, so when you read that name.
Okay, you know. Well, I'll just say it now.
Go ahead.
Anastasia from Pierce Images, is that what she said?
I think that's what she said.
Pierce Images?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hairstyling place? Whatever. This is Perez Hilton letting...
Oh, no.
What?
My name... This crap again.
God, let me get it out. Everybody in New Hampshire, one of my favorite people lives in Concord, Anastasia from Pierce Images. I love Anastasia from Pierce Images. I'm Perez Hilton, and I've approved this message.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Stephanie Johnson. Just listened to the podcast, and I just want to say thank you for shouting everyone out that donated. Aww. That was so much fun to hear you guys do that. And no, Chris, you cannot see my Johnson because I do not have one.
No, I said, Stephanie, you want to see my Johnson? That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
But if I did, I might let you.
Oh.
So thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Brooke from White Plains, New York. I love your podcast. I just wanted to raise a question to you guys. I love the 90s. I'm such a 90s baby, and I'm really nostalgic about it. If you could go back to one thing in the 90s, what would it be? Whether it's the music, the fashion. For me, it would be the time before there were no smartphones. Love you guys. Looking forward to your response. Thanks. Bye-bye.
I mean, I like smartphones. I just don't like social media.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing to go back to in the 90s, what would it be?
Music. The music, man. It was so fun. Alternative music was kind of like the pop music of the day, and it was diverse, and it was a lot of different kinds of music, and it was a fun time, and there were different genres, and there wasn't the internet, and we were kind of connected by each other still, and we were connected by concerts. Now I just kind of feel like everything's fragmented because of the internet, and everyone's just living inside of their phones now, and they're not really living in the world anymore. Any show you go to, you just look down, or anywhere you go, if you're driving and you just look around, people are just stuck on these screens, and I just miss people living their lives.
I would probably just go back to being 18 or 19 and in that weird limbo between kind of child and not a child anymore because I'm on my own. And those two summers, the summer between sophomore year, the summer between freshman and sophomore year of college and sophomore and junior year of college, I spent two summers in San Francisco with my lesbian cousin. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a fun time being there and in a different city and having my whole life ahead of me and not really knowing how things worked and being ambitious and a dreamer. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I loved all that. Like I don't know. I would maybe do things differently if I knew everything I know now. And I liked how things panned out for me.
Yeah.
Hey, Booker. Hey, Perez. My name's Anna. I am working on putting together my wedding invitations, and I want to send you an invitation, but I don't know where to send it to. Where can I send my invitation to my wedding to you guys? I would love to have you there. Thanks.
Why are you laughing?
Bye.
Well, anyways, to answer your question, if you want to mail me an invite, you can mail me at 8506 West 3rd Street, number 101, Los Angeles, California, 90048. And I can make sure Booker gets an invite,
yes,
too.
Yes, because I will be his date if we happen to go to that wedding.
Hi, this is Chelsea. I love listening to you guys. And my question today is actually for you, Booker. And I'm not sure if you'll even air it, but I'm very curious because I know that you've had a girlfriend for a really long time.
Ooh.
And that you guys even lived together. However, I always hear you talk about on the podcast about how, you know, this girl's hot or you bang this one or you want to be on Stassi podcast.
Oh,
or
God.
You want to do bad things to Rihanna or whatever. Ooh. It is. And I just wonder, how does your girlfriend feel about that? I think if I said things like that publicly about, you know, and being married to my husband, I think he'd be probably pretty upset about it.
Ooh.
So just was curious to see how she handles that. And yeah, thanks. Bye.
That's a good question.
And the answer is consistency. I've been an idiot since the day she met me. So I spoke that way the first conversation we probably ever had. I'm just being funny most of the time. Like, I got to be honest with you. If I said to my girlfriend, I want to bang Rihanna, my girlfriend would say, yeah, go ahead. We'll see how that works out for you. It isn't going to happen. She thinks I'm an idiot. basically would be my answer. She knows that that's never going to happen. Saying things like, oh, I want to have sex with Rihanna. Well, who doesn't want to have sex? Hell, Perez wants to have sex with Rihanna. Okay, I mean.
Accurate, accurate.
It's just honesty. I'm a little too honest sometimes, and I'm also going for the joke sometimes too. So don't take everything so literally.
Take me literally.
Perez is much more literal than me.
Yeah.
Much more. Like if somebody says, oh, I want to punch you, he gets upset because he thinks someone's going to actually punch him. He doesn't get that it's an expression.
Or the intention behind that.
Exactly. But he's much more literal than I am. So, yeah, I don't think she cares.
All right. Let's get to the Billboard thanking people.
Okay.
Thank you, Rebecca Nichols Taylor. A lot of anonymous. Really appreciate you. Susan S. is a discreet lady. She didn't give us her last name, but she gave us $50.
Wow.
Susan S. Thank you. Thank you, Sasha Vega. Te quiero, Sasha Vega. Inga Gunnar's daughter. Oh my God, I think you might be from somewhere Scandinavian. And I love Scandinavian people. I love Inga Gunnar's daughter, which I think might mean Gunnar's daughter. That's a lovely last name. Beatrice Mercer is a lovely, lovely, lovely person. I love Beatrice Mercer. Kelly Fisher is one of my favorite people. Kelly Fisher gave $25. Love you, Kelly Fisher. Yasmin N. Oh my God, all these anonymous people. Yasmin just N gave $50. Oh my God. Maggie Mug Costello Tangeman. That's a mouthful. And when I think of Maggie Mug Costello Tangeman, I think of all delicious things.
Can't you just say thank you to the people? Just list their name and say, hey, thank you. No one's going to do anything with, I think of delicious things when I think of, just read their damn name.
Anna M. Thank you, Anna M. Jessica Cardenales, $20. Lindsay Patterson, another 20 clubber. Helen Piper, love you. Jimena del Villar Lagos es la mejor. Mia Birchick, or Birchick. I think it's pronounced Birchick. Mia donated $50. Aaron Barger. Thank you, Aaron Barger. David Silvestre, representing the dudes. I love that a dude donated. Thank you so much. Patricia Bowerl. Ooh, sheesh. Patricia Bowerly. Patricia B. donated $25. Patty B. I love you, Patty B. Adam Lapechak. Oh my God, another guy. Yay. Oh my God, I love knowing that guys listen to us too. How rad. Thank you, Adam Lapechak. Malta Kato. Thank you, Malta Kato. Carolyn Pyrovi. Rhymes with pierogi, and those are delicious. Carolyn Pyrovi is delicious. Catherine DeZote. Catherine DeZote.
Oh, please stop doing that. Just read the names. I love read the goddamn one. Names. Oh.
Tiffany
quickly,
Beasley.
I don't want to be here till tomorrow. Let's go. Come
Wait,
on.
Wait, Joe Bissell?
Good, Joe. Who's next?
But first of all, he gave $40. Joe Bissell. Is this the Joe Bissell that I thought?
Doesn't matter. You shouted him out. Next name.
Well, no, I think I know him. And I thought he hated me.
I hate you. Could you please continue?
Wait, if it's the same person.
Oh, God, who cares? Call him. Just get to the next name.
Well, I don't have
that. Let's go.
God,
come
right.
on.
Tanya Lou. Tweet me, Joe Bissell. Tanya Louise, much love. Emma Brown, $10. Stephanie Pineda, $10. Stephanie Pineda and Emma Brown, love ya. Katie Radcliffe, thank you. Janet Savoy gave $100.
Damn.
Janet Savoy. Oh my God. Chris Engelstad McGarry gave $500.
No way.
Chris Engelstad McGarry.
You should have led with that. Jesus, $500?
I'm going in chronological order by the day they donated. So I started with the most recent and I'm going down.
I don't care. Continue.
Wow. Chris Engelstad McGarry. I'm your biggest fan. Andrea Fotiu. Thank you. Maricela Vargas. Much love, Maricela Vargas. Alondra Mathis. Alondra Mathis. Anastasia Morgan. I got your call. We love you. Amy Frost, $40. Thank you, Amy Frost. Andrea Simmons Coleman. Much love. Jennifer Hooks, you rule. Tanya Solarte, you're a superstar. Alicia Engelmeyer knows how to rock it. Meg Smith rocks too. Lauren Bustamante, $50. Samantha Salmonson, another $50.
Damn.
Marie Aveyard, thank you. Brittany LaBeouf. Wait, did I say that name already? Mm-mm. She might have donated more than once. Maybe. I don't know. Brittany LaBeouf. I think I did say that name already. Brittany LaBeouf, love ya. Nico Winfrey. Oh my God, is Nico Winfrey related to Oprah? I love all Winfreys. I love Nico Winfrey. Jessica Castellanos, $50. Thank you, Jessica Castellanos. Britt Lind, thank you. Jenna Thompson, thank you. Angie Ciordia, much love. Bria Currington, you rule. Hannah Sweden, you're the best. Christian Boyles, $11. That's well played. That's what I would have donated. I would have donated $11.
Well played.
Christina Boyles. Christina Boyles knows how to work it. Salvador Esparza Jr. Wait a minute. Now some of these names I think I've already said.
Yeah, you have.
Okay. Ooh. David Silvestre posted a shirtless photo. Hot. Oh my God. That's way hot. I'm so into that. David, can I click on his profile? No, I can't.
I'm going to punch you literally this time.
Patricia Barlett. Thank you. Adam Lechak. Thank you. Malta Kato. Thank you. Thank you, Mary Lang. Maricela Vargas. Sexy photo. Please have Booker say her name. You see? Say Maricela Vargas.
I can't say that. Marisol Vargas.
No, Maricela.
Oh, Maricela.
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 There you go.
White
Thank
person.
Thank you, Alondra. Minnesota, Alicia, much love. Oh, you're pregnant. Congratulations. Meg Smith, Lauren Bustamante, since the beginning. Thank you. Appreciate you. Oh, my God. Dude, you see, we had not read these. Jessica, oh, my God, this is amazing. Jessica Castellanos is currently deployed in Afghanistan and she listens to our podcast. Thank you for your service. I so appreciate it. And she donated $50. I feel bad.
Jeez,
oh my
I
God.
I do too. Can we give her money back?
Oh
damn,
my.
We should
no, I'm not giving
donate
her
$50
money back.
To her.
But thank you.
Wow. Hey, thank you. Thank you times 100.
I know. And thank you for your service. Okay, now we've caught up with everybody.
800-721-1185. That's our phone number. We need your phone calls and questions for next week at The Perez Hilton. I'm at Chris Booker. What? I already said the
you
number.
You did. I know. I had a brain fart. All right. Thanks. That's bye.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.